The American Lands Council is a nonprofit that's been promoting the idea of the transfer of federal lands to the states. With the political shift in Washington, the group is taking on a new focus. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Doug Heaton is on the American Lands Council board. Last month, he urged Utah's Constitutional Defense Council to pledge $115,000 towards developing and promoting new strategies for managing federal lands. He said failed policies have led to problems like devastating wildfires and damaged watersheds.
You've got to help the public and particularly policymakers understand what the long, intermediate, and short-term solutions are.
The nonprofit's defining issue has been the transfer of public lands in the West. Democrat Brian King is minority leader in the Utah House of Representatives and a member of the CDC. He said the Lands Council was pivoting because it can't muster support for that idea, even with Republicans in control of Congress and the White House.
What I'd like to hear is a little more frank acknowledgement that what we've tried to do for 5 years has failed, and that what we, who opposed this for the last 5 years, have been vindicated.
King voiced support for the Lands Council's new focus, working together to improve how public lands are managed. Even lands transfer supporters on the CDC said they liked the idea, too.
During those years of the Obama administration, we had a very, very liberal movement to close a lot of our public land down.
Leland Pollock is a Garfield County commissioner.
But now we've held the line. It's time that we move forward and not say who did what back and forth and get something done.
The state board didn't have the money the lands group asked for, but the request might go to state lawmakers who already have budgeted $4.5 million for a lands transfer lawsuit. Judy Faze, KUER News.